Hello! Hello! Welcome to the Matthew Abram Show. Yes, this is Matthew Abram. Yes, this is my show. I'm so very welcome that you're here. I'm so very thankful that you're here as well. That first part didn't make much sense, but that's life. Raw and real here on the Matthew Abram Show. Are you doing good? Are you having a blessed day? Because I'm having a blessed day. It's raining outside, but that doesn't mean we can't dance. Oh, yeah. All right. Getting started now. Oh my goodness gracious. Thank you so much once again for joining me here on the Matthew Abram Show. Please like this video. Please share this video. Please notify yourself when I'm on. And please, subscribe when you're on the YouTubes. I need the likes. I need the shares. Sort of the businesses that I support. And you support them as well. We're going to talk about UAPs or UFOs. We're going to talk about John 10:10. We're going to talk about living life more abundantly. It's National Fruit Slush Day. I'm not too sure what that is. We're going to read about it, and we're probably going to enjoy one later today. So once again, I'm so thankful for you watching, so thankful for you listening. Let's begin the show. What show is it? The Matthew Abram Show. This episode of the Matthew Abram Show is brought to you by our special tea.shop. That's our special tea.shop. Do you have loose leaf tea needs? Do you enjoy tea? Yes, I do. I thoroughly enjoy tea. That's why our special tea.shop is a sponsor of the Matthew Abram Show. Matt, what are you drinking today? Let me take a sip. Listen on. So good, so good. I am drinking a black tea known as Apple Spice. Apple Spice tea is phenomenal for the fall time, but it's kind of rainy and dreary, and I made a apple peach spice dump cake the other day, and so I wanted to pair it with a beautiful tea. So I chose to do so with this Apple Spice tea. A perfect blend of our famous Market Spice Black and Rooibos combined with our herbal One Smart Apple. Warm and slightly sweet, perfect for those chilly fall days. It is a late spring day, but I'm enjoying this tea right now. Once again, if you enjoy tea and you enjoy life and you enjoy phenomenal customer service and you enjoy fast delivery, go to our special tea.shop. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. Matt, what do you mean by that? Well, every single day, an English word dies. We will not use that specific word ever again. Well, Matt, which one was it? I'm not sure. It's the one that died. It's the one that we're not using. But that's why we will expand our vocabulary and we will learn new words. We will expand our minds and be curious and speak this wonderful, beautiful language known as English. Can you hear me? I speak English. Word of the day is epithet. Epithet is the word of the day. It's a noun. It's spelled E-P-I-T-H-E-T. Epithet is the word of the day. Matt, what does epithet mean? An epithet is a characterizing word or phrase that accompanies or occurs in place of the name of a person or thing, or a disparaging or abusive word or phrase. Most common use of it is now like a negative or bad connotation. It's sort of like a bad nickname. You want to offend somebody with a bad nickname, you're going to use an epithet. It's technically neutral. It just means like a phrase or a word that's masking or used in the place of the name of the thing. So one of my old nicknames was Matty Fatty Chicken Patty. Why? I loved chicken patty sandwiches. They were wonderful. And I was young and rhyming was fun. And so my cousins called me Matty Fatty Chicken Patty. It was a kind epithet, I guess, if you will. A negative epithet would be, let's go, Brandon. If you don't know what that means, look it up. But it's funny how when I was reading this, the first thing I thought of was let's go, Brandon. How when you're referring to any situation that's negative that this president's causing, you just say, let's go, Brandon, like the food prices or the gas prices. Or I was at a restaurant and oh my gosh, it was like $16 for something that it wasn't even that good. And so I thought to myself, I could have made better at the house. And so, I do cook quite often. So I was just talking about the apple spice peach dump cake that I made. It was phenomenal. It is phenomenal. Dump cakes keep really well. Anyways, but that's not, part of the word of the day. Let's use it in a sentence. Richard I is frequently referred to by the epithet Lionheart. The school's policy makes it clear that derogatory epithets will not be tolerated. Stinky, Pinguino, Hair. I'm just trying to think of different epithets that I've heard in the past at different workplaces. Yeah. So it's like I use epithets. So I guess I kind of use them naturally without even thinking about it. Do you use epithets? Use them in your vocabulary today. Once again, it's spelled E-P-I-T-H-E-T. Word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It is May 18th, 2022. What are the national days? Let's read. No Dirty Dishes Day. Let's read more. On May 18th, National No Dirty Dishes Day suggests taking a break from your regular daily routine. There are a few options for this day. Now, see here, the problem with dirty dishes is that no one likes to do them. Well, I've met a few people that do. They're still my friends. In fact, if we could produce a 5-course meal without dirty dishes, we probably would. Dirty dishes pose a number of problems besides the work. In fact, dirty dishes can cause some life-threatening diseases. What? Salmonella, Campylobacteria, if that's one word, Clostridium perfringens, norovirus, interesting, and Staphylococcus aureus, staph infection, interesting. Germs are the main reason for having no dirty dishes on this particular day. No dirty dishes in the sink, no dirty dishes on the counter, in your bedroom, underneath your bed. It's getting kind of silly. However, there are benefits too. There is something pleasing about a clean kitchen. Unlike watching television or reading a book, no one considers washing dishes to be a therapeutic for your mental health, but it can be. Interesting. It can be, cathartic because you're seeing dirt and you're seeing grime and you're seeing mess and you're cleaning it up. You're taking that into your own hands. You're using your own God-given power to clean. That's pretty good. That's pretty nice. So I guess there's ways you could do it. Eat all your meals out today, I guess you could. Use disposable plates and cups and silverware to not have any dishes. Go to fast food, it says. While not everyone can fast. Oh, I read that wrong. Yeah, you can just not eat. Yeah. Don't dirty any dishes. Just don't eat. There you go. That's a good suggestion. Eat only foods that come in their own containers, like bananas or packaged foods. Then it's like, I don't know. Keep your dirty dishes down to a minimum by washing every dish you use as you use it. Matt, do you do that? No. Do you let it accumulate? Yes. But when I do clean, oh my goodness. You talk about a cooking storm happens and then I need to clean again. But at least, you know, they do get done, you know, eventually. Wink. Let's continue. National Day. It is National Visit Your Relatives Day. You got to show love, okay? Here on the show, we're in a continuous state of betterment, and we're positive forces for good. And not visiting your relatives is inappropriate and wrong. Well, Matt, what if I don't have any relatives? Well, visit your friends. They're your relatives. Well, Matt, what if I hate my family? Get a new family, okay? Families aren't that hard to find. They're everywhere. Make friends. Be kind. Be friendly, okay? National Visit Your Relatives Day on May 18th encourages family members to stay connected. Our hectic lives make it easy to get so caught up in the busyness of today's fast-paced lifestyle. We often lose touch with our relatives. The observance reminds us to stop for a moment, take some much-needed time, and to visit those relatives we care about. You care about your relatives? Go see them. Reach out. Can't get a portal and just give them a FaceTime call or something like that. I think I want a portal. I was looking it up, and the screens that follow you, made by Meta/Facebook, whatever it's called now. I think I want one of those. That was planned stuttering. Wink. National Juice Slush Day. National Juice Slush Day. Say that 5 times fast. On the third Wednesday in May, National Juice Slush Day celebrates the icy delight that has come to be known as a frozen juice slush. Slush is an ice-based drink comprising of 100% fruit juice. As a frozen drink, basic flavors would contain strawberry, lime, grape, and cherry. But see, the cherry and the lime that they're showing are unnaturally colored. Lime juice is not neon green, and grape is not purple. This kind of like neon purple color. It'd be more like a wine color. Frozen grape juice, like frozen Welch's, that sounds phenomenal. This seems kind of fake. It says it didn't say anything about natural. It didn't say anything about historically, royal courts from ages past used to bring down freshly fallen snow from mountaintops and spread crushed berries and mashed fruit on top of it. Little has changed. Billions of servings later, and the refreshing taste of icy fruit slush still thrills all ages, especially on National Juice Slush Day. Use hashtag National Juice Slush Day in your social media posts today. Which one is there? Are there any more that I want to do? Yes, National Cheese Souffle Day. That sounds delicious. Let's read on. Every year on May 18th, we celebrate National Cheese Souffle Day. Did I say slush? I did. National Cheese Souffle Day. On this tasty day, take the opportunity to enjoy this French delight. Use hashtag National Cheese Souffle Day in your social media posts today. A souffle is a baked egg-based dish. Those origins appear in France during the early 18th century. Earliest mention of the souffle is given to French master cook Vincent La Chapelle. Interesting. Fascinating. However, master French chef Marie-Antoinette Carême receives the honor for popularizing the dish used in new elaborate style for creating these dishes. The souffle's base consists of a French cream base made with flavored cream, sauce or puree, and beaten egg whites. By combining egg whites with custard, this delight will puff up into a fine golden souffle when baked. Many who make souffle commonly add cheese, jam, fruits, and berries, chocolate, or lemon. But today, it's cheese. I've had a Swiss souffle. I've had a cheddar souffle. I think brie would be too much of a softer cheese to do. It says use Gruyere, Parmesan, cheddar, provolone, interesting, and fontina. When's the last time you had fontina cheese? Comment down below. I love fontina cheese. I might get some fontina cheese later this evening. I might put some of that cream sauce I'm going to make with those mushroom tortellini. Hey, okay, I like to cook, okay? National Day! National Day. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the segment Weird News for the Matthew Reverend Show. Headline: Congress holds first public hearing on UFOs in over 50 years. Yes, yes, that long. We've had a lot of movies and a lot of comic books and a lot of weird radio in between then, okay? A lot of people have seen a lot of weird stuff, okay? And so, we're trying to do this segment here on the Matthew Reverend Show, okay? UFOs were the talk of Congress on Tuesday morning as the House Intelligence Committee held its highly anticipated hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs. That's what they're calling them now. I don't know. It's marketing. The first such open public inquiry in over 50 years, the 90-minute-long hearing, which can be seen above on coasttocoastam.com, centered around the work of the Pentagon's recently created Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group, or AOSMG. You like that joke? I stole it from somebody. Which aims to detect and identify UAPs in, quote, special use airspace, end quote, and determine if these anomalies pose any threats to safety or national security. Testifying at the inquiry were Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray and Undersecretary of Defense of Intelligence for Security Ronald Moultrie, who heads the newly formed UAP research group. It goes on in a couple paragraphs discussing what they discussed and how they did it. I pretty much whittled it down into a couple of bullet points here. Okay, so because we have this new agency, they're admitting that there are things that cannot be explained. So during the hearing, they said, yes, there are objects that fly around in the sky that cannot be explained. We don't know if they're trying to contact us, and we are trying to contact them with no avail. Okay, it is not from a foreign adversary. It is not from a foreign country. Other foreign countries, Spain, Japan, Australia, Russia, I'm not too sure about China, are all saying, yes, there are things that are in our airspace that we cannot explain. There are things in our airspace that we don't know what it is. And that's something else that they covered is the most interesting thing. The objects do things that we can't explain. They do things that we can't replicate. They go at speeds we cannot go yet. They can turn on a dime. They can go backwards right after going forwards at a high velocity speed. It's fascinating that the videos that they show, that they clip together. The hearing was only 90 minutes long, and so the video is here on coasttocoastam.com. And, it was weird. It was fascinating. Indiana Congressman Carson was one of the head guys that was doing the main questioning. his questions were poignant, were good. It did get fairly in the weeds in the sense of there were things that the government did knock down that they weren't going to be discussing, because right after this hearing was a classified hearing where they would probably get to the good stuff. You know, I'm talking about, you know, like do we have aliens and, you know, stored? How many times have we actually crashed into them? Because it did discuss there were 19 different occasions of almost collisions. So can you imagine like having like a near collision with like a UAP, they're calling them now, or UFO? The government's like, yes, they're real. We don't know what they are. We don't know if they're dangerous or you don't know if they're dangerous. See, I'm not afraid. I'm just fascinated. And frankly, to pontificate even further, I don't think they're extraterrestrial. I don't think they're coming from outer space. I think they're coming from inside, like the ocean. Matt, where's your evidence? We know more about space than we do our own oceans. Okay. It's really dark down there and it's really creepy down there. Okay. So that's what scares me. that's what I'm weird about. No, but really, I'm fascinated how open this was and how nonchalant it seemed. They did have a lot of answers to a lot of great questions, but that just lends itself to me to ask more questions and get more curious about the situation. So once again, UFOs are real. The government knows about it. They don't know if they're dangerous or not. The objects can do things that, frankly, we can't replicate. No one else has been able to replicate. And so it's just quite fascinating, quite interesting here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. And today's verse of the day is John 10:10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus is speaking here. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Let's pray real quick. Lord, Father King, thank you so much for this opportunity for my audience to listen to this quick devotional, this quick message. Thank you so much for everyone that's going to be hearing this in the future or watching this in the future. God bless them. God bless the Matthew Rayburn Show audience. Amen. So what Jesus is speaking here is he's speaking to the masses, and he gets really specific, okay? And it's really clear, I'm just in love with Jesus, and I'm in love with the Bible, and I'm in love with the situation here. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who's the thief? The devil, the darkness, the bad side, okay? And the darkness is not here to help. The darkness is not here to support. No, it's here to take away what you have, to steal what you have, to steal your joy, to steal your happiness, to steal your well-being, to hurt you, to kill your joy, to kill the positive opportunities you got going on, to kill your hope. That's what it's there to do. It's there to destroy what you're trying to build. It's there to take away everything that you're trying to get going on. It is the enemy. It is the darkness. And that's what the Lord means by the thief, because it takes things that you're trying, that you love, that you're trying to support, that you're trying to take care of. That's what Jesus is talking about here. He comes that they might have life. I'm alive. You're alive. You're watching and listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Be thankful for that. And that they might have it more abundantly. So there's things that have been happening in my life recently, and that's why I was wanting to do the specific verse. So the Lord is here for you to thrive. Okay, true, actual happiness, joy. Like, you still have joy when you stub your toe. You still have joy when you have a flat tire. You still have joy when there's a lot of expensive things like gas and food and baby formula that you can't find, okay? Real problems. But you still keep somewhat of a joyful heart. That's what I'm talking about by real joy. That's what Jesus brings. That's what the Holy Spirit brings. That's what this show's about, being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you can't do either one of those things without a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so comment down below if you don't know what I'm talking about, but most of y'all do. So here we go. You can be more honest. You can be more of an honest person because you don't have to hide or lie about what you do all the time. Because if you're living cleanly and with the best of intentions, we're all going to make mistakes. Okay. We all have weird proclivities. Okay. I'm not saying anyone's better than anyone else. But my point is that you can live honestly. You can share what's going on. You're going to have a better heart. You're going to have more of a life. You're going to be bigger, bolder with your love, with your mind, with your heart, and you're going to show what God's given you, and you're going to give it out because you're just a vessel, and it's just pouring out. Your cup runneth over. It's going to be so beautiful and so fantastic because you have a close relationship with the one that created you. The reason I bring that up is the Lord answered my prayers. So I'm at work, which is a job, not a career. No offense to anybody. If you found your career, wonderful. But I haven't just yet until now. Here we go. I'm going to do this show for the rest of my life. This is my career. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. What? Talk and share. And you're going to be here and you're going to be on the show and you're going to listen to the show. You're going to share the show and the show is going to grow businesses and the show is going to show love and positivity. And we're going to get some fresh ideas out there. We're going to get some great life out there. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that finally I know what I'm going to do. So now I go to work and I don't have to feel like, am I going to be doing this for the rest of my life? No, I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. I'm going to do the Matthew Rayburn Show for the rest of my life because I love my audience. I love my Lord and I'm loving this life. And I'm so thankful that I have it. I'm so thankful that it's here. I'm so thankful that I'm here, that you're here, that we're here. So because I'm thankful to be alive and I have these tools like this TV studio in my pocket, okay, known as a phone. And then I got a great computer and this beautiful microphone and this mind and this tie. Where did I get this tie? I got this tie in 9th grade from JCPenney. I think my dad bought it for me. I don't know. Anyways, just memories. But so I've had this tie for a long time. My point is that I'm just loving life and I'm loving this. Okay. And I'm loving doing the show and I'm loving speaking my mind and getting opinions from my peers and my loved ones and helping to forge my opinion even further and deeper. I'm going to start a men's group soon and we're going to be talking about really heavy subjects, deep subjects. That are needed to be speaking about, and so I'm so thankful for what I'm experiencing, and so I'm over the top. So once again, the darkness is not here to help you. No, it's here to hinder you. The Lord is here to help. The Lord is here to bring life and to bring it more abundantly, for it to flow out, to be so strong and so passionate about your existence that you want to tell people about Jesus. You want to tell people about love. You want to tell people about everything that they can experience in the sense of like joy and peace. And mental stability, okay? It's so real. It's so real. Where does mental stability come from? The Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just like, sometimes, you know, when you turn on that TV, oi, oi, you know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. Let's read the Bible one more time. Say, John 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus is speaking here, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. I mean, amen. Thank you so much, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you so much, Lord, for the Holy Spirit of speaking. Thank you so much for the Matthew Rayburn Show audience. Thank you so much for this thing is starting to grow. It's starting to be, and I'm thankful for it. We're going to have plenty of guests on coming up in the future, and I want you to be a part of that. And I'm just so thankful that the show is growing. My heart is growing. It hurts sometimes because you got to do things you don't want to do, but I mean that in the sense of growing. What? You're not going to grow. You're not going to change for the better. I'm in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And it's because of this audience that it's possible, you know, and of course, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. Guys, so thankful for you watching. Please like this video. Please share this video. Please get notified when the Matthew Rayburn Show is on. I'm live on anchor.fm. Every Wednesday and every Sunday. This show is live every Wednesday and Sunday on Facebook Live. I download it, then I put it out to the interwebs. So thank you so much once again for listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show. I hope you have a blessed day. Please like and share the show, Matthew Rayburn Show.